This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Leyendecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Yeah, sorry to start off with some morbid news, but more people will die this week than any other week of the year, according to a new study. About 40% more people die in the second week of January, mainly because of cold weather and a lot of illnesses going around. Hey, on the bright side, I guess that means as long as we survive this week, we're good. Sadly, it does seem like I've gone to the funeral home a lot lately. There's a pretty strong consensus among dermatologists that we don't need to shower every day, and it's better for skin if you don't. Sure, it'll make you less popular with coworkers, family, and friends, but at least you'll have better skin. 49% of people shower once a day, 20% take one almost every day, and 6% more than one a day. And they're all worse off than the 18% of people who shower two or three times a week, the 3% who take only one a week, and the very self-confident 1% of people who only take one every month. An Instagram account called The Junk Food Aisle just got a picture of the package, which shows brand new buttered popcorn Oreos, two vanilla cookies, and a yellowish cream. Apparently they're coming soon, whether we want them or not. We'll be turning the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Leyendecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. The University of Canada is researching what makes chickens happy. They're testing various factors on flocks to see if they can improve chickens' quote-unquote quality of life before they're slaughtered. Jeez. New rankings of health and wellness factors once again put Hawaii as our healthiest state, followed by Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, and Utah. The least healthy states, Louisiana ahead of Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, and Mississippi. Gee, I think it'd be kind of hard to be unhappy in Hawaii. New year, and maybe you're doing some purging. The average person has $161 worth of old gadgets sitting around their house. The most common things, old cell phones, random chargers, and TV remotes. Yeah, that'd be me. Also on the list, cameras, DVD players, cell phone cases, and headphones. You know, they're basically all useless or obsolete. New survey found life skills parents feel they have to teach their kids. Things like basic cooking, good hygiene, driving and doing laundry, being aware of your surroundings, time management, and in some cases, reading and comprehension. Used to have classes for all those things in school. Pew Market Research just surveyed 980 experts on technology and the future, and they seem to agree AI, or artificial intelligence, will make us better off by 2030. I wonder. And pay TV cord cutting is on the rise. New report in the last quarter said it was the steepest drop-off in pay TV ever, with 1 million people dropping their cable or satellite. And it's not letting up. People are streaming more than ever. Hey, the Junior Scientist Program, the Van Buren District Library Covert Branch, will be doing color-based experiments this afternoon at 4. The Covert Branch is on M140 in Covert. If you want more information, visit vbdl.org, vbdl.org, or call 764-1298. That's today at 4, Junior Scientists Color-Based Experiments at the Van Buren Covert Branch the district library. Knucklehead news out of Australia, where an arachnophobic Aussie whose name was not released was in his Wanneroo home when someone walking by heard him repeatedly shout, "Why don't you die?" as a child wailed in the background. Officers summoned to the scene found him squaring off against a creepy crawler Yeah, Spider. The official report summed up the response to the incident by saying police spoke to all parties who advised the husband had only been trying to kill a spider. It has serious fear of them. Apologized for inconvenience to police. No injuries cited except to the spider. Ah, what a tangled web. That's your Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about, get it to me. Paul at WCSY.com. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 or leave us a message on our Facebook or Twitter pages. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com, our website, iTunes, Google Play, and Facebook. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I am Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Go make it a great day.